So with WPFW, you see their fulfillment rate improving, so that will definitely be a positive sign for their revenue. So for WPFW, does everyone have the report there? There are four pages?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if first we want to look at the listener support revenue, so the first quarter you were about you're a little bit higher than budget. So, and then the first 2 months of the second quarter, you're slightly lower. And if we look at the results of the fund drive, I sent you, have you received a copy of that? I haven't received it, so you probably haven't either. It shows that that the fund drive, the results, you're a little bit lower than the projected, not even a little bit over 100,000 lower than projected. I know there's been more funds come that have come in, more pledges have come in since then. So the result of this fund drive, but of course, as we know in Washington, the fund drive was in cut off due to what did you guys call it? Blizzard, blizzard, whatever. So therefore, due to the blizzards that just came in and just really caused like basic disruption there in D.C., the fund drive did not go as well as projected. And I think that when at the PNB meeting, that was like, I guess, the first weekend of one of the major blizzards, and it just continued it continued there in D.C. So the second quarter right now, you're under budget. So, but with your fulfillment rate picking up, you know, hopefully, although the pledges were lower, hopefully your fulfillment will be better and that you'll recoup some of that. So again, although the listener support was a little bit better in your other areas, like your website income, I don't know if you have not been able to pick that up yet, but it doesn't show the website income in your actuals for the first 5 months. So that's probably something that we need to really look at and see what we can do to help there. And so overall, you were about $50,000 worse than budget in total revenue for the first quarter. And for the first 2 months of the second quarter, it's about $36,000. So altogether, you're close to like almost 90,000 worse than budget. So again, what we'll have to do, particularly at BAI, hello, Lavarne, PFW, we'll have to look at, in terms of an outlook, like we talked about KPFA, we need to really look at that, look at the line items where we missed. And of course, in these revenue numbers for the first 2 months there, we received that stimulus package for all of the stations. So that amount there really boosted your revenue for the first 2 months of the second quarter. So, and without that, it would be worse. So, and if you look at year over year for the first 5 months of the year, we're actually down by about $62,000. And if you look at listener support, that's where the greatest amount, where you're worse than prior year by about $95,000. And again, probably can account for that somewhat in terms of the blizzards that hit D.C., but we need to look at the outlook for the remainder of the year to see how we can recoup some of the lost revenue. And so... basically, that's in terms of the explanation. Unless, Bruce, you have more information on that?
Well, first of all, I want to say one thing. While the blizzard hit us at the time of our first week, I want to say that there were staff, volunteers who continued to man the station around the clock, did their best to keep things going. So the effort was really there, and I think they need to be recognized for that, even if we did take a little bit of a hit. And we had planned already, apparently ahead of time, to split the drive anyway. The drive was always going to be split into two parts. The other, you know, the issues like donations and major donors and car donations, yeah, I'm going to have to talk to our business manager and find out what's going on with that, because there's, as you say, there's no notice of any, you know, of anything coming in at all. And maybe it didn't, but I don't know, you know, what the reasons for that are. So we got to look at that.
Right.
And the website income, I'm not sure, but I have a feeling it has something to do with the fact that none of us are really happy with our website here. And there's supposed to be some work on putting up a new one. And but I think there's been some issues with following up with the person who's designing the website. And that, you know, could have something to do with why we're not getting any income from there. But anyway, that's it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So do we want to ask any questions on the revenue or just go all the way through?
Question here, Alex.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I find it difficult to believe that $0 came in from the website. I just kind of took a look at the website. I mean, there's clearly an item there for donations through PayPal. It's not the greatest website, admittedly, but I would have thought there must have been a few donations. I'm wondering if there's some kind of a communications breakdown with the website PayPal account or something.
This is Summer. May I say something on that? LaVon?
Yeah, oh, sure.
And I'm not saying this is the situation at WPFW, but I know at one point in the past we had an issue with KPFK with income that was coming in through the web just getting categorized with the rest of listener support. You know, it appeared that nothing was coming through the web until our webmaster did a separate breakout of web income, because at one point it was just being reported in with a straight line item for listener support. So I don't know if that's the case. Obviously, it should be looked into to see if it's, as you're saying, Alex, an actual breakdown of communication and there's money coming in that, God forbid, isn't being counted, or if it's just being counted in the wrong line item.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it comes in through, comes in through PayPal. I know it at BAI, and that's your website income, and it's constant all the time. And at one point, they ran a little promotion with that Chomsky DVD, which was probably a little bit too successful for some, and that was just, you know, right on. But again, you have to, when it's transferred into your operating account, it does have to be classified as website income. So, you know, we can speak with Robert.
Yep.
So that sounds like something we need to follow up on, maybe.
I'm going to be following up on that.
Okay, so maybe.
And Robert may have said something there sometime, and I don't remember right now, but he may have mentioned something about everything being listed under listener support, but I'm not sure, so I'll be talking to him.
Thank you. So maybe you can give us a report on that at a future meeting.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Go ahead, LaVon.
Okay. So, was there someone else? Okay. So then if we go down to the expense items, so in summary, we see that on the salaries, the first quarter, we were a little bit higher on gross salaries, but actually we were better on benefits. So that was somehow there was a planning issue in there, a budgeted issue, because for total salaries for the first quarter, we're about $18,000 better, and actually for January and February, you're $26,000 better. So it looks like when we plan the health benefits that perhaps because actually I was involved in the plan, so I have to take responsibility too, but we actually didn't use the correct factor. So we do have an improvement on that. But the other thing that with PFW is that we had sent in a headcount report. You know, the headcount is about, just total staff is about 13 or so. And full-time equivalents, I guess, is lower than that. Bruce can tell me what it is. So the salary, unlike the other stations, you look at their salary report, and it's like, you know, they're about 10 or 12 lines. So they've maintained the salary, as a lot of people from Houston have said, they have a lot of volunteer programmers. They're not paid programmers. So just maintaining that is good, and the quality remains good. So if you go to, so that's what the salaries look like. We're actually better. If you look at year over year, you're actually, you're slightly better year over year also, about $3,000 better than the prior year on total salaries, which includes health benefits, and health benefits, of course, have increased. So if you go to the administrative expenses and just look at, you can pick the major items where it looks like we are better than budget. It's total administrative expenses for the first quarter, about $15,000 worse than budget. And what is, and the reason for that is that if you look at line 65, there's a budgeted line there called settlement, and that is basically what contributes major variance, negative variance, and then you have some on professional fees and consultants. And so that's where you're actually contribute to the negative variance for the first quarter. And then the first 2 months of the second quarter, again, we had this unbudgeted settlement fee that came in, and we can talk about that in detail on the closed session of this call. And you have some professional fees and consultants there also. So we can really talk more about that. And on the rent and office tower, there's a little bit, it's a negative variance there also. And if you combine the two, you're about $7,000, I guess, worse than, about $7,000 worse than budget for year to date. And so $28,000 worse than budget again for the first month combined with the first quarter. So that looks like about $42,000. So this is again requires to start looking at our outlook for the end of the year, the fiscal year. And also we're looking at, as you know, we have to get started on our budget for 2011. At these items for PFW, we have to determine how long, like the settlement fee that's not budgeted, we have to determine how long that's going to last and project that for the year. So, year over year, we're actually better. And the major reason there is the legal. But on the other hand, in closed session, when we talk about legal fees, we can talk about this also, why it's only $2,000 in 2010, and it was $70,000 in the prior year. So, and that's basically the that positive variance really wipes out all the negative numbers, including the settlement. And but you know, that's like good and bad, because if the legal bills are there, we have to pay them or arrange some type of payment plan, and we can talk more about that later. And you look at your programming expenses, go to line 88. We are actually better than plan, better than budget there, but about $20,000. And for year to date, we're actually about $4,000 better year over year. If you look at your development expenses, our development expenses, we're better than budget, and for both the first quarter and for the first 2 months of the year. We have on premiums, we're better on premiums. Premiums is basically project based on being, like I said, a percentage of the revenue. And it, as you said, some stations we're much better than, and other stations we're worse than. So, but overall, if you look at compared to the prior year, it shows that there's been improvements. There are plans in place. It appears to bring those costs down, because if you compare to the prior year, a $51,000 versus about $40,000 this year, about $12,000 better. So there are positive variance there. You have community events. We have positive variance. So we go down the total expenses. if you look at overall, we have we're actually better than budget. I see here, and we're actually better year over year by about $55,000. If you look at your income for PFW, for the first quarter, we're about $18,000 worse, but for the first 2 months, again, we're about $47,000 worse. And so on a year-to-date basis, that's about $22,000 worse. We're actually worse by about $6,000 year over year on the income. But the positive side of this is that we do have... Year-to-date, we have an income of $170,000 for PFW. And again, as I stated, if we look at the legal part that shows that we're better year-over-year, that's not necessarily a good thing. And what we'll have to do is we have our cash report. I should have that by Friday also, and we can show in terms of looking at cash in the bank for PFW. So Central... Although that's an accrued number, for PFW, we have not received central services. That's the other chart I have to do for the year. So we'll have to really look at that much more closely. So that's kind of where PFW, that really on a positive note, we do have, even because this is like, if we haven't paid central services, it's accrued, we do have... A positive net income of $40,000 compared to $28,000 the prior year. So we're doing better than the prior year on expense, on net income, but there's a combination of things, and it really requires that we keep on track where there's a positive variance, like we're bringing down the cost of the premium. But we really look seriously at the legal costs to make sure those costs that will be shown, that those costs that need to be either accrued or paid out have to be in there, and they're not here. They're not in the line item here. So that's kind of where we are with PFW. Are there questions? Summer?
Okay, are there questions? Hello, who is that?
No.
Hello?
We're here.
I heard someone say Summer. Is there someone who wanted to be on the stack to ask LaVarna a question?
Or Bruce?
What?
Or Bruce, yes.
Yeah. Well, if I can say something?
Please, go ahead.
I mean, if no one else is.
Yes.
I just want to say that obviously we're just at the very brink of starting, getting ready for the, working on the budget for next year. But at least our finance committee and working with our business manager, our goal is going to be to, to take a harder look at the income part, and also taking real hard looks at all our expenses. Obviously, some of them are pretty much, what they are. But wherever we can, we're going to be trying to develop a budget that's very tight. Because we'd rather come up with surpluses than deficits.
Of course.
When we look at the existing budget, and you can see a lot of red there, especially in the income part, we don't think however that was developed, it obviously isn't where we want to be.
And I might add that we did challenge both your development director and your GM to look at the revenue and we kind of pressured them that they need to put in plans in place to achieve that. We did challenge them to especially your development director wanted to have a much more conservative revenue. So we had her and that she was right. But there, I think that outlook for the year, and once you address that and go, then I think that in keeping up your fulfillment rate, that will allow you to achieve.
Alonzo wants to say something.
Go ahead, Alonzo, please.
One of the things we talked about recently was especially given the city we're living in, we have to really do something to take advantage of the major donors.
Mm-hmm.
We have organizations, companies here that are giving people gifts to the libraries and every kind of institution. So we really have to solve the problem of the major donors.
Definitely. Thank you, Alonzo. LaVarne, I had another question, and you may not have the answer today, but central services, I mean, how are we doing overall on our five stations in terms of being, you brought up the issue with central services here for WPFW, and if you don't have the full answer tonight, but it is something we should look at, how we're doing overall with the five stations sending their central services to the national.
Right. That's a report that I need to get to you. I don't have it done today.
Okay. Then why don't we maybe, next, that might be a good housekeeping issue on the next finance call, just, you know, to get a picture of where we're at in terms of people's fulfilling their central services.
Well, I'll need to have something by Friday, so I'll have...
there you go.
Right. So I will have something before then.
Fantastic. Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. If there are no other questions on WPFW, I think we should probably move on to Kay for the remainder of our half hour together, and then we have to go into the executive session where we will come back to some of these issues from WPFW. So if there are no objections to that, LaVarne, are you ready to go?
I'm trying to find my spreadsheet here. I think it's right here. Okay, here we go. Yes, I have it.
Thank you. And then I did have one other question when we get done with Kay before we're off.
Okay, great. Okay, so Kay, as we talked about in the last discussion about Kay, was about in terms of when they began, there's a timing issue on the fund drive. So if we look at the list support revenue for Kay, again, we were expecting to have start the drive in January, and it started in February. So as you see, February is $491. And if you look at Kay's fund drive, I think their credit card for this drive was as a percent of their total pledges. You know, I'm trying to find it here. It was like that was a little number that I was keeping track of, which I can't find on here. But their credit card, do you recall the number? It was something like, I want to say like over 80%, I believe. I'll have to, actually it's on a sheet that I have here. But it was like the credit card as a percent of total pledges were very, very high, and they've been that way for KPFK. So when you look at the month of February, the $491,000 of the $1 million that was pledged, you would expect another $300,000 at least to come in the month of March for KPFK, in addition to your monthly installments, your EFTs, all the corporate matches. So again, I'm expecting first half of the year that the revenue will definitely listener support will definitely be at budget or above. So, but that's where we are now, and that was due to the fund drive beginning in February. And if I pull up Anthony's report and see what he says about that. We can look at which I have here. He says just briefly that that on the fund drive we were on major donors, you know, the budget on a year basis was about 14.4. He said they're coming in at about 15.5. Let's see. Yes, at 15.5 for the year, the actual. So hold on here. It says this. Were, yep, there we are. So the donations, we're just about on. That's about $1,000, like you said, better than the budget. that some of their events, they had a KPFK Peace Awards that were held in October, and it generated gross sales of about $30,000. But it was the net income was about $6,500. That they had a mini fund drive also on December the 15th through the 17th, and pledges were about $114,000, and the budget was $100,000. And that Love Fest sells on Saturday, February 13th, and they got a net profit. So they're doing community events also at KPFK. Little details, highlights that's in Anthony's report. So if you look at total revenue then for KPFK, the budget for the first quarter was, we came in at 941, so that was 55,000, 55,500 better than budget. And if you go to the first two months of the second quarter, we're still below, and again, that's, I believe, due to, primarily to the timing of the fund drive. And if you look at year over year, again, it's slightly, it's about 70,000 worse. And again, I think that's a function of the timing on the drive. So we'll see what it looks like when we look at the first half of the year. So KPFK continues to produce a million-dollar fund drive. Their credit card rates are, as a percentage of total, are very high. And their fulfillment rate, we looked at KPFK over the last, since October 2006, their fulfillment rate averages a little over $80,000. I mean, 80%. It goes from like 84% to 85%, somewhat down in the fall of 2007, and then averages about 83% to 81%. So their fulfillment rate is high, and it's not as high as if you listen to the database manager, Terry Guy. He's not satisfied with that number at all. So again, where we can really work, I think, as a foundation is looking at the fulfillment rates and how do we get that up. And it's really good because the stations that do have good fulfillment rates, but when, like with BAI, we were looking at declined credit cards and how do you take care of that. And our little project to do that, you know, other stations are asking about that, so they're incorporating that and getting their LSB members to really help them do that so that they could talk to those listeners and get that. So that's really good. And again, by sharing some of our means to like really pull up the fulfillment rates across the network, this is really good. And I think the audit has really put us into this, and in addition to like being at a station like BAI that needs a lot of help, so we can work those things together. And I know KPFK will continue to strive to do that because there are people who are instrumental in that are not satisfied with where they are, although they're like the top ones to be able to fulfill or near the top as far as fulfilling their pledges. So again, so the revenue, I don't have a sense of a concern with KPFK that, you know, I think the numbers will come in. So if we go from revenue, are there questions there? And just to say that KPFK, the revenue for the first 5 months of the year to date, is $1.6 million. So that's outstanding for the station. Okay, so if we go to salaries, we look at the variances there compared to budget. The first quarter, again, we're about $23,000. almost $24,000 better than budget, and we have, and it's higher in the matching contribution and also the health benefits. So I think in some stations we use the factors to determine health benefits. We were a little high. At other stations we were low. So at KPFK actually we were higher than our projected numbers in terms of what the benefits would be. We're a little bit higher than what they have come in at. So overall, on the salaries, we're about $44,000 better than budget. And year over year, we're actually $110,000 better year over year. And I think a lot of that, of course, as you can see, is due to, I'm sorry, $100,000 as due to there were some reductions in force in November of 2008, and KPFK did step up and made those. And as you see, it has resulted in lower salaries, which is which is could be good, but in terms of the cost to the foundation, it's good. So that's basically where we are in salaries. And if you look at the salaries for for the first 5 months of the year, so it just looks like about what, 125 or so, 125 per month for the first 5 months of 120 a month for the first 5 months of 2010, and so when you start looking at, you know, cash flows and projections, you see that that for KPFK there's about $120,000 per month in salaries.
This is Summer. If I might make one comment on our salaries,
please,
if that would be appropriate here. Just to keep in mind, all the members on the Finance Committee, we should all keep this in mind because it'll be a different scenario at different stations. But in our particular station, we have budgeted in our line items for salaries the positions of general manager, program director, et cetera. And those positions are currently being filled by other people who are also budgeted. And, you know, we're not paying them two salaries, obviously, but we have in our budget positions which are not filled right now. So, looking good on salaries is very good, but we've also had hires that weren't contemplated in the budget who've been absorbed by the fact that we have these positions budgeted that aren't filled. So that should be taken into consideration at the other three stations that are looking to hire managers. Depending on what the constituency is there, they may in fact be paying that salary because of an interim general manager, or there may be a budgeted salary for another position and somebody's pitch hitting on two jobs. So we should keep that in mind. Just in terms of where we're at on salaries, you know, some things may look better on paper than they really are because we don't have all the positions filled, or they may, in fact, be worse than they appear to be. So, anyway, I mean, I'm really glad to hear we're doing well on that, but I also recognize that it's also because we have positions budgeted that aren't being filled right at the moment. So, thank you. and also for the budget cuts also, I mean, we did take very steep cuts in our personnel overall 2 years ago, and I'm glad it does reflect favorably on our salary line, and obviously that needs to be applied equally also to other stations. So, anyway, that's all I have to say about salaries.
Okay, very good point.
Thank you.
Let's just go down to administrative expenses for KPFK. It's on page 3, the total. Looking at, you know, the major items there, go down and see where the variances are that we have an improvement on. There could be an issue here with classification of like on professional legal fees. We have a an allocation from the national office for our attorneys, so that looks a little light, but that could just be again how it's classified. The telephone system is right on. I know Zooberry really helps to control that. Mm-hmm. In terms of your systems and system costs, he's really good. In fact, he helped BAI tremendously in terms of getting the new phone system and getting a phone system where there would be savings.
Good.
So in total administrative expenses, the first quarter, you're about $10,000 better. The 2 months of the second quarter, you're about right on. You have some negative variances in repair and maintenance. Excuse me, and the positive variances on the various accounts from consultants to dues, periodicals, office expenses and supplies, and the legal fee is we need to really address that. So that looks a little high or a little low in terms of what it should be. So now total administrative expenses, you know, the budget is about, you're better at $14,000 in the first quarter. You're about right on in the first 2 months of the second. If you go down to programming expenses, we have the maintenance, technical and engineering, tapes and supplies. So, Summer, are you familiar with what's causing those
What, that we have higher programming expenses than we should?
Well, the maintenance, the programming, the maintenance, technical, and engineering are higher.
It seems to me that, yes, we did have to replace some, if I recall correctly, some computer equipment. I can get more detail on that for a future call, but if I recall, there was a computer issue from talking to someone. I will find out. I'll get detail on that for you, okay?
Okay, and, well, I know, you know, there were the fires on, what is that mount? I keep forgetting.
We've had
mount.
Several things. We had to replace the plumbing earlier this year. We've had air conditioning issues, so there have been several things because a lot of our equipment is really
right.
quite
and,
old.
And
you know?
I understand that you have to go, like, an extra 30 miles or so to get up to Mount Wilson now because of the fire and the floods.
Oh, yeah, and we go off the air if Southern California Edison doesn't mind its secondary line because they still haven't fixed the main line. I mean, yeah, it's great living in fire country.
Right. Okay, so if you go down to development expenses, we have some variances here, but that's kind of like probably offset. Like you have, we'll have to look at how the expenses are classified because overall, the first quarter you're about right on development expenses, although there's huge swings, but that's basically offset. You have the budget in direct mail, printing, postage, fund drive expenses, and then you have the offset there. And just fund drive alone, I think that is. So therefore, that balances out. You're about right on budget for the first quarter for development. You're actually better on the first 2 months, and that could just be a product of the fund drive itself, with the fund drive beginning in February. So therefore, your costs have not really ramped up for buying premiums probably. And by the end of the quarter, it should probably be about right on like it was for the first quarter. If you look at year over year, actually your expenses for development are higher by $62,000. And it looks like if you look at the direct mail and offset by the premium cost there, there's a little higher, and which could go up again because of the timing of the drive. So you're actually $62,000 worse than, so that's probably something we really need to look at for KPFK to see if that's a timing issue, because if you look at the revenue year over year on listener support, you're actually a little bit lower. So there's some analysis that need to be done in terms of premium cost.
Okay. Thank you.
And community events, there are the events that I had mentioned that Anthony had laid out, including the Community Love Fest or Community Fest and a couple of others that you have. The KPFK, you had a yard sale. That was good. And the Amy Goodman fundraiser event, it netted about $3,600. So there were the costs associated with that. And so those events, you know, it's good in terms of the publicity, but a lot of times, as we found in a lot of stations, it doesn't raise a lot of money. What it does is it raises the
public profile.
Yes, yeah. of the station itself. So if you go down to, for KPFK, you go down to your total income for the first quarter, you're about $100,000 better than budget. For the second quarter, or not second quarter, for first 2 months, you're actually about $251,000 worse. But it goes back to the times again on the fund drive. And if you look at year over year, you're about $60,000 worse than the prior year. But let me just say, rather than look at the negative side of this, KPFK raised over $500,000 before Central Services. But KPFK has actually paid Central Services. In fact, they made a payment just on Friday. They paid February's, I believe, which was about $90,000. So KPFK has been paying, KPFK and KPFT has been paying Central Services. So
excellent.
After Central Services, the net income for KPFK is $300,000 for the first month, 57, so that's almost $400,000 for I'm sorry, what's this? This should be, I'm sorry about that. Total, I'm sorry, $254,000 compared to $287,000 in the prior year. So although we are about $100,000 worse on a year-to-date basis compared to budget, we are still at $254,000 in net income for the first 5 months of the year. So that's very good performance on KFK's part. So I'd like to congratulate the staff and everyone for your efforts there.
Thank you, LaVarne, and I will pass that on. I, for one point of clarity on one of the reasons that the year-over-year is worse this year is the fund drive this year, our fall fund drive, was started 2 weeks early at the tail end of fiscal 09, mid-September. Efren and I did a lot of adjusting because the previous year's fund drive started entirely within the new fiscal year, whereas this one was split between the old fiscal year and the new fiscal year. And we moved up next year's fund drive to start 2 weeks in this fiscal year so that it will balance the budget for the year. But I think that is probably the biggest factors accounting for the year-over-year change in terms of that, you know, $100,000 or so as our fund drive started in last fiscal year for our first fund drive. So that would definitely skew that particular number. Are there questions for regarding KPFK?
So let me just briefly say that on a for a consolidated budget for the year, just wanted to give you the numbers. The revenue for year to date for the foundation is $0.2 million compared to $6.5 the prior year. The net income for the foundation, our loss, is $104,000 loss year-to-date for 2010 compared to the $41,000 last year. And that's where we are. So we have a lot of work to do to turn that negative number into to make it, you know, to at least get break even. I think that's what we should strive for by the end of the first half of this fiscal year.
Definitely. Well, it sounds like we need to work on central services from the other three stations as well to get national's budget in line.
Now, bottom line, that would be a wash, but yeah, we do.
Okay. I would like to, if there are there any questions at all on KPFK before we move on to anything else? Okay, going once, going twice. LaVarne, I wanted to ask you, and I should have given you a heads up on this earlier, the thing that we covered 2 weeks ago in our previous meeting where we approved a timeline for beginning work on the new budgets, and we had set a deadline of March 31st to CFO to initiate contact with treasurers. I just wanted to get a feel for how we were looking on that in terms of making contact with the treasurers at the five station just to get them started on, you know, what they need to begin the budget process.
I can give you the update on that. Is that we, you know, I've been working with the treasurers and development directors and everyone as we've completed the audit. Like I said, it concluded on Saturday.
Right. Okay.
We are in communication, like really great communication. We were having these morning meetings at 10 a.m. And so what we'll do, so that has built a really strong connection, I think, for us to start. So then now I just have to get them started again on and getting not just the business managers, but again, getting those development directors to be involved also. So,
okay.
You know,
and the treasurers from the
have a meeting on Thursday, which I didn't call. So today is Tuesday, so we're looking at probably next Tuesday or when.
So you'll be working on all that. Maybe you can give us a report in April how that's going.
Absolutely. We're really excited because, you know, again, once you – this, you know, audits are really good things.
Oh, yeah.
Because it gets people working together. You reveal where the weaknesses are, and you know what you need to do to change that.
Excellent. I couldn't agree more. I think audits are fantastic at keeping everybody honest and on top of things that can sometimes just, you know, slip away and not be noticed. So – Arlene, is there, I didn't put you on the agenda because I wasn't sure if you were going to be on the call tonight because you were traveling. Is there anything you'd like to add to any of the discussion this evening before we...
I think Lamar's done a good job. I have one item I want to bring up in the executive session,
a brief one. Okay, fantastic. I think we need to schedule our next meeting, and I'm thinking we're going to stick pretty much to the every 2 weeks timeline. I'd like to get back to meeting on Thursdays rather than Tuesdays, if there's no objection. I need to, if somebody got a calendar in front of them, let's see, we're on the 23rd, puts us into the second, first week, but Easter is the 4th, so.
Thursday the 8th.
Thursday the 8th. I think that probably sounds like a workable date. If there, are there any objections to Thursday the 8th? That would be April 8th, or Thursday.
Where's the...
Okay. Is that rattling towards an objection or just thinking about it?
I'm looking at my calendar.
Okay.
So far, it's blank on April.
All right. Well, I figured to get this past the holidays, and hopefully people are, you know, back. And so if there are no objections.
There are two events taking place on the 8th, as I can see. WPFW has their LSB show.
Okay.
7 o'clock, and then the affiliates meeting is at 8 o'clock.
We don't want to step on the affiliates. I don't want to step on anybody else's meeting ever again if I can possibly avoid it. And the following Thursday is that happy federal holiday income tax day. So that's probably not a good day to schedule a meeting for people.
Especially not a finance meeting.
probably not good timing on that one. All right. Is there, Tracy, are you kindly sitting in front of a computer as you've done so graciously on our previous two meetings?
Yeah, sadly I am.
Sadly
you
are, but some of us are so grateful for that. Could you take a look at the week of the 12th and see if we have a... I mean, we could do it on a Wednesday, but I understand two of the LSB meetings have their, you know, two of the LSBs have their meetings on Wednesday.
Just give me a moment here, and I'll give you a report on what's available and what's not.
Thank you. Because if not, we'll take a Tuesday. We'll live with it.
All right. In the month of April, I'm in May. That's why it looks so good.
That's why it's so beautifully open, right? This is why I want to schedule us for the year. Then
actually, the Tuesdays in April are not bad. The 13th is taken, but the 6th is available.
Okay.
But I'm guessing that's too late.
Okay. And is Wednesday, does everyone agree Wednesday is not a good day because there are too many LSBs that meet that day? I mean, in theory, one could meet on an alternating Wednesday when they weren't meeting. But
there's actually no Wednesday available.
21st.
I'm sorry?
There's no Wednesday available.
There are no Wednesdays available. Okay. That resolves that issue. So what is the feeling of the body? Would you prefer to meet on the 6th, or will some people still be traveling then, or would you prefer to meet on the 13th?
Well, the 13th is...
I go for the 13th.
The 13th has a conflict with the Elections Committee.
Oh.
The 6th is available. The 20th is available in terms of Tuesdays.
That's terrible.
And the Wednesdays are in conflict with something every single day of the month.
Okay. How are Mondays looking? Monday the 12th.
Things are scheduled every single day. So the available dates, just to be clear, Tuesday is good. Friday the 9th and Thursday the 15th. Leaving out weekends, those are the three weekdays in April, unless we wanted to go back to something like Thursday, April the 1st.
No. I'm not meeting on Holy Thursday, sorry.
Oh, fine.
Some of us are...
Okay. So it's 6, 9, or 15, and that's a Tuesday, a Friday.
Okay.
You can schedule a meeting on the audit committee meeting since there's no one on the same on the audit committee and on the finance committee.
No, I think it has to do with the streaming. I was really asked by the John and Otis not to schedule two meetings for the same night because it is difficult to stream them both simultaneously. So it's not just, I think, conflicting members. I think it's also the streaming issue and, of course, if the public wants to listen. Well, I personally would prefer the 15th, but I have a feeling that may put many people in a bind for last-minute taxings, unless everyone does anyone have any sort of feeling on which they'd prefer, Tuesday the 6th, Friday the 9th, or Thursday the 15th?
Not Friday the 9th.
Rather, I have
Thursday the 15th.
Okay. That's not good
for
me. So we've got Friday the 9th or Thursday the 15th.
Thursday
is better.
It's income tax day. That's my only qualm for people. Some people may literally be rushing from their accountant to, you know, a post office.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but who wants to meet, on a Friday evening, Frank?
Nobody likes to meet on Friday. I think I made a big stink about not meeting on weekends for the PNB in general. So why don't we take a vote?
I'm with you, Summer.
Yeah, totally, right?
Yes.
Go home on the weekend and actually rest. So, we've got Tuesday the 6th or Thursday the 15th. I'm going to go with I like to get consensus. Does anyone object to Tuesday the 6th? I mean, we could do it that day if no one objects.
I have a meeting that night. I might be able to still get to this meeting on time, but I can't be sure.
Okay. Because
our meeting is, remember, we're on the East Coast, so the meeting I have should be over before the...
In theory, okay.
This one starts, yeah, theoretically.
Does anyone else object to Tuesday the 6th? I don't prefer Tuesdays, but I prefer them more than Fridays, so...
Me, Simon, I can't make that day.
You can't make that day. So we have two of our treasurers may not be there. Let's take a vote on the 15th and see. I mean, I think it may be inconvenient, but if we can do it, let's see. How many people had a problem with the 15th?
I cannot do the 15th. The 15th, I cannot do it.
You cannot do it. Okay, and those are the only days open for us, right, Tracy?
I have a life, and I have to pay taxes.
Yeah, see, I figured. Okay, I think we may need to go with Tuesday the 6th. As our only, there are no other, you said there are no other dates. What, was the 20th the other date that you said was available, Tracy?
The available dates.
Oh, you know, yes. Well, the 20th isn't going to work. People are going to be getting ready to travel to the in-person PNB meeting.
What's in April? April 1, April 6, April 9, April 15, April 20.
Okay. I think we're going to have to go probably with the 6th and, because I think the 20th, frankly, puts us much too close to the PNB meeting. Arlene and LaVarne have to, everybody has to get things ready for the in-person PNB meeting. So,
we could have a short meeting also on that day for you. So your report that you're going to prepare, Summer.
Yes.
A quick meeting. I mean, if you want to.
Well, I wouldn't even mind booking us for the 6th and the 20th because that puts us at our every 2 weeks kind of schedule. You know.
Exactly.
So why don't we go with that? If there's no objections, we'll go for the 6th and for the 20th, and we'll make adjustments, to May when we get there. But that way, at least, we're scheduled for our next two meetings, okay? Are there any objections to that?
Is the 20th Thursday?
No, it's a Tuesday. I would never put you that close to travel time.
Oh, okay, we're fine.
No.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, and we can keep it brief just so we can wrap up on issues before the in-person
meeting. No, I wasn't complaining about that. I just thought if it was Thursday, we might have some people in transit to get to the board meeting.
Yeah, no, I would never schedule it that close. That would be impossible, I think, for many people. So.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, I just was
no, you're
losing
quite right.
Track of what day of the week it was.
No, you're right. I'm staring at the calendar and trying to do the same
thing. Yeah, that's what it takes.
Okay, so if there are no objections from the body, shall we say Tuesday the 6th and Tuesday the 20th will be our next two meetings?
Okay, so the motion is to meet April 6th and April 20th.
Right. I'd rather not spend time every meeting scheduling all of these.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, handle the month at least.
I totally approve.
Thank you.
Or commend you, or whatever we want to call it.
Yeah, as long as we get on with our business, right?
Right.
Not spend too much time on the housekeeping part of it. Okay, so are there any objections to that as our next two meeting dates?
No.
Hearing none? Or Paul, will you please note it down?
Yes, passed without objection.
Thank you. Okay, and then let us adjourn this meeting, and everyone please call right back into the executive session number so that we can get a report from Arlene and our legal counsel and handle the rest of our remaining business. Thank you, everyone.